bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
And more people are indeed riding their bicycles along the Front Range thanks to a variety of different programmes and incentives that are happening in cities all around Colorado. Joining me now to talk about what's happening locally here in Boulder is Elaine Erb, who's with the Love to Ride programme, which starts today. She's also a bicycle consultant for the city of Boulder. It's good to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having me, Maeve.
Well, remind our listeners, what is Love to Ride? This isn't the first time it's been on.
No, we're doing the Boulder Bike Challenge again this year, as we did last year, a 1 month long encouragement campaign designed to get people out onto bicycles. And you only have to ride for about 10 minutes to be part of it. We want to encourage brand new bicyclists and existing bicyclists. Anybody who's done it before will find some changes this year. We've got more apps that we're syncing to, and we're using a points system. So you get a point every day you ride, a point for every mile you ride, but you get 50 points when you encourage somebody to ride their bike, and 100 points if that person's new. So we'll see how this goes. I think it'll be really fun to tally this up, and Madison, again, as they did last year, will be running the campaign at the same time. And I find that really fun because Madison's 2.5 times larger than Boulder. And we were neck and neck on how many people rode and logged trips and miles last year. So I think Boulder can show up and log a lot of miles. And we've got great prizes for people, and it's all free. So it's all designed. You can take it on as the individual challenge, create your own individual challenges, and you can also compete on a business level. So we've got 6 different business size categories that people can participate in and see how their business stacks up. And KGNU last year had 100% participation, which was just terrific to see. And we were so excited that, you know, 3 to 5 people businesses, we had 10 businesses with 100% participation. So we really did pretty well on the, those smaller businesses having really high levels of participation. And we hope to see that again this year. There's one other feature that I'm really excited about with this year, which in the past, we've synced up with applications like Strava and Map My Ride, which experienced cyclists are used to using. Well, there's a new app available this year called Ride Report. And when you go into your profile, you can also add Ride Report. And what this does is use your cell phone to say, oh, you're riding your bicycle. So it knows by the speed you're going and where you're going that you're on a bicycle, basically. During the first couple weeks, you might notice a few inconsistencies, but it's one of those apps that learns, basically. And at the end of your ride, it'll ask you about the ride. Was it cool? Was it stressful? And the more we get people using this app, we can actually start building up a database to say, where are those stress points in the city of Boulder? Because Boulder's obviously got great biking infrastructure, but there are some missing links. There are some places that people want to be able to get to that they can't get to as readily, or you might be on a bike path and then suddenly it's not a bike path anymore. So what needs to be addressed to really move our infrastructure forward and get more people encouraged and excited to be on bicycles?
Well, I suppose that really segues very well into my next question, which is, why have all of this data collection? Why have people logging their ride? Why not just get people out on a bike? I mean, where is all of this information going? Ultimately, how can this then contribute to more people getting on bikes?
We're at a point where cities rely on the data and the information. And for instance, in the Love to Ride campaign, as we say, we're stressing trying to get some new people out on cycling. And our statistics have shown 30 to 40% of the people who identify as new to riding being, I've rarely ridden in the last year, or I haven't ridden my bike in the last year or two or three. they get back on a bike and they say, you know, this is really fun. And over the last few days, as I've been talking to people, I've actually been meeting people who are like, yeah, I just got a bike again, or I'm looking to get a bike again. So perfect time to, hey, get that bike, log some trips. As I say, it's an encouragement, you know, for a lot of people around here. Either the bragging rights in my business, having won is really a wonderful thing, or I might be able to win a prize, a gift certificate to Jackie Michelle, a gift certificate to Mountain Sun. There are a lot of great things that people could select from, and that makes a big difference. But again, you know, the ability for the city to be able to see, in the last year, for instance, on the Love to Ride platform, we've logged over 470,000 miles.
And how many people logging those miles? Is there a way to quantify
that? That's about 300 unique ride. Well, wait. No, we're up around 1,000 different riders have participated over the last year. And, you know, we've got some 300 companies actually have at some point used the Love to Ride website to track their mileage. So, you know, we want to keep this growing, because obviously this is not all the riders in Boulder, but it is starting to help us identify who's riding, why are they riding, where are they riding.
And who are those people? When you are out and about in Boulder, it does seem like there are a lot of people on bikes, not just for recreation, not just in the full racing gear, who seem to be very committed to it, but people going from A to B, using it as a commuting vehicle. And so are you able to break it all down? Who's riding? Where are they riding? Are they going to work? Are they going to school? Are they going to the store? Who is the big demographic now for bike riders in the city of Boulder?
You know, I think we have a great cross-section of our community. There is, you know, nationwide, basically, there's the statistic of, you know, there's a lot of young men in particular ride their bikes. And the group that rides the least is typically women over 50. So a lot of times it's women who have gotten into careers, have children, they're very busy, and this might not be their chosen form of recreation or transportation. And that's when people say, oh, I just haven't ridden a bike. Or they look around and they feel like maybe it's a little stressful to ride. And sometimes it's really about just finding the routes that work. I mean, Boulder, with the bike paths and underpasses, you can ride away from the streets and the traffic. So that's very helpful, to not have to feel like, oh, I've got to go ride on 28th Street. 28th Street is a street I pretty much will not ride on personally. I see people that do it, but I see that there are alternatives. I can take Elmer's 4 mile path up the side. I can ride on a bike path along foothills. There are different ways to go north and south. So finding those routes is one of the things that is a challenge to people. But we do find a lot of the students, you know, first year CU students, when they come in, they're not allowed to have a car on campus. So it really helps encourage them to use other forms of transportation. And for me, one of the issues there is people need to be learning what rules and regulations you need to follow in Boulder, but also where to ride. Because I think that's always sort of the, ooh, now that I'm here, I've got to get around and find those better routes. And usually people grow into that, of where they're more comfortable.
But we're going to talk a little bit more about bike education and cyclist education, because you're involved a lot in that as well, Elaine Erba. I just want to let our listeners know that this is KGNU. And on the first day of the Boulder Bike Challenge, Love to Ride, which kicks off today, goes for a month. And people are invited to get on a bike, log their ride, and it could be as short a commute or short a bike ride as 10 minutes?
Yes, 10 minutes. And after you've done that ride, you just go to the website lovetoride.net/boulder and enter, hey, I rode my bike today for 10 minutes, and then start giving, you know, high fives to people, encouraging your colleagues, encouraging others, and just adding the rides in, it's really pretty easy to do. We will be running the bike challenge through October 7th this year. And as I say, it's just fun. You know, I've found that I enjoy using the platform, not just because, you know, it's my current project, but because it's a fun, friendly website. And one can set individual goals. Hey, I want to burn off X number of tacos or some pizza slices or whatever. And the other thing to me is, you know, I think there are times in Boulder people feel like they're, oh, you have to ride a bike because of this or that. Well, we're here because it's fun. You know, for me, I'm that type of person that cycling is one of those things that just helps keep me sane. I always find if I'm feeling a little, you know, less motivated, whatever, there's nothing like a bike ride to clear my head, lift my spirits. And sometimes it's a great sense of accomplishment. I was out watching the Little Buff bike ride yesterday, and seeing a bunch of kids finish a 12-mile bike ride was really exciting. They were out there typically with their parents and getting in a nice long ride. And I think it really can be that, wow, look what I can do when I ride a bike. I refer to myself as a multimodal person. So, for instance, today to get here, it was a bus and then a bike.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that, because bicycling is just one component of an overall transportation plan. And
absolutely,
a lot of commuters don't use a bicycle for the entire journey. But as I say, as you describe yourself, multimodal. So what are the challenges right now for transportation planners for these multimodal commuters? Because if somebody lives in Boulder, works in Denver, or vice versa, or any of the communities in between, a bicycle journey might be just that little bit too far. And so what are the current situations for people who want to use a bike for part of their journey? And maybe what are some of the obstacles and the opportunities to improve that?
I think we've really seen a lot of positive changes for this in the last years. you know, a lot of people do live farther away. There's more people who come into Boulder to work. There are more jobs in Boulder than residents of Boulder. So it's just not uncommon that people have these longer trips. And many of the communities are 10, 15 miles away, which I know plenty of people that do bike that commute, but not everybody feels comfortable. And this is where using B-Cycle, which if you go want to use B-Cycle this month, you can actually do so for free by signing up for the monthly pass and then entering the code LOVETORIDE16, all uppercase. You can try it out. And for me, it's a terrific backup. I tried to put my bike on a bus this morning. They said, we're all full. Okay, excuse me while I lock my bike up, and I'll just use a B-Cycle when I get to Boulder. So recognizing that taking the bus might be great. And for some people, there's, well, but I got to get around to different errands, different tasks during the day. Not a problem. You know, hop on a local bus, a B-Cycle to get around town.
So when you are locking your bike, do you think there are enough secure facilities for people to lock their bikes in the city of Boulder?
There's been a growth in that, and there needs to be more. For instance, the bus and bike shelters really are a big asset. So I use that as well. As you know, it's one of those tools in my kit now that I just have a funky old bike that I can leave in downtown Boulder. So it's a one speed. It's pretty much what I use for the core area of town. I don't really want to ride a heavy old bike with coaster brakes up to University Hill typically.
So you leave a bicycle at the bus station permanently?
Yes, but it's within the shelter. You can get those cards for free. Community Cycles is helping to promote the bus and bike shelters. So there's information on that website, or from Boulder County. And there's a shelter at the Table Mesa Park and Ride. There's a shelter in Longmont. Some businesses do provide secure interior bike parking, and that's pretty key to help employees feel better, because, you know, I'm lucky enough to have more than one bicycle. So I have a bike I can leave out in a public area, not feel too bad about. But I have a road bike that, you know, if I'm going to come to a place like KGNU, that bicycle's going to be inside. And as long as the environment is welcoming, that's okay. But typically having a secure bike bike locker is very helpful.
We're speaking with Elaine Erb of the Love to Ride program. The Boulder Bike Challenge, part of Love to Ride, kicks off today. It goes through October 7th and people are encouraged to sign up and log their bicycle trip. It could be as short as a 10-minute ride, and there's opportunities to win different gift certificates or just get the bragging rights of accumulating lots and lots of points as an individual or as a team. And Elaine, you said that KGNU had 100% participation in the last challenge. In terms of bragging rights, I'd also like to say that KGNU has also been given a Silver Award certification by the League of American Bicyclists. What exactly is that all about?
So many people may have heard about, say, Boulder is one of the platinum-rated cities as a bike-friendly community, but the League of American Cyclists also awards certificates for bike-friendly business. And KGNU has a pretty long track record of being basically bike-friendly. From most of the station managers are regular bike commuters. There are bike racks here. They are covered. We're right off the bike path. And curiously, when we bought this building, there was not a linkage to get to the Foothills Parkway. And our then station manager, Marty Derlin, went to meetings with the city of Boulder saying why we needed that path. So having that there has been very useful. We're on a street that for a vehicle dead ends. For a bicycle, you just segue right into the Boulder Creek path. So that's very nice. There's a shower here. And that is actually one of the more important things people find for bike-friendly businesses. The ability of an employee to come in, have a place that they can freshen up, change their clothes, and be ready for their day. Because some employees, you know, a bike mechanic often doesn't care if they have a shower after riding to work, but at a radio station, we usually like to feel a little fresher. So that's been really good. So the league was very excited that we are accessible by bike, that we have been a long time bike to work day breakfast station. We have staff who are dedicated and focused on bike friendly improvements. So what's great is this, you know, KGNU is adding to the local businesses, including People for Bikes, Cat Eye, Community Cycles, Polar Bottle, UCAR, are all existing bike-friendly businesses. But do you know what community in the U.S. has the most bike-friendly businesses?
I don't.
It's Fort Collins.
I'm not surprised.
So they are another platinum-rated community here in Colorado. Colorado is rated seventh in the country as a bike-friendly state. And part of it is because of the existing communities, businesses, and universities who are rated bike-friendly. And it just really helps. And the other thing that the bike-friendly businesses and communities are judged on are what are referred to as the 5 E's. So this is education, engagement, encouragement, and enforcement and evaluation. So these are some of the key components right now in addressing the bike-friendly nature for communities, as well as trying to make sure we're engaging populations that might not already be dedicated to bicycling, making sure minorities, women, older people, everybody is getting a chance to ride their bike.
But we just have 5 minutes left with Elaine Erb of the Love to Ride program this morning here at KGNU. And a couple of points I definitely want to touch on. We'll get to bike education and how that pertains to safety, because safety is obviously a huge issue and a huge barrier for many people, either the reality of safety or the perceived safety issues on the streets in terms of getting on a bike. But ultimately, how do all of these programs, whether it's Love to Ride, whether it's Bike to Work Day or Bike to Work Month or all of these different programs that we're seeing in the city, how does this ultimately translate outside of those designated months? Are we seeing an uptick in the people who are outside of Love to Ride Month, outside of Bike to Work Day, are actually getting on a bike and really making changes in their transportation habits?
There really has been a growth, and some of it, in a way, took some people by surprise, because we are finding a lot of young people are recognizing that vehicles are just not where they want to spend their money. I've known plenty of people when they turn 16 and 18 still do not have driver's licenses. They realize that they can bike around, walk, but a lot of people would just rather have technology, the latest phones, rather than spending that money on a vehicle. The ownership of a vehicle has gotten a lot more expensive. And I think there's also been that recognition that as we're dealing with changes in our climate, with more challenges in oil production, and you know, when you want to make a difference for the environment, the bicycle is an incredible way to get around. And so many of the trips made in the U.S. are less than 3 miles. So those are terrific trips to do by bicycle.
And so, in many ways, cities are becoming less convenient to have a car, whether that's through design or just how things have evolved in terms of congestion, the price of parking, and then, of course, all the other related issues.
Mm-hmm. And I got to say, excuse me, I feel like parking's almost not expensive enough. It's not been the disincentive to people. But for every vehicle out there, I've heard that there's some 7 parking spaces. So we have, the engineering since the 1950s has been so oriented to making it convenient to get around in a car. And now it's worth thinking about, well, but when I ride my bike, I can go right up to the door. I typically don't have to spend a lot of time looking for a parking space.
Well, in the last couple of minutes that we have, we did say that you're also involved in biking education. And a major part of that is how bicyclists can be on the roads, understanding the rules that they operate under, but also really with a view to creating a more safe environment for all vehicles on the road. Would you say that Boulder is a safe place for bicyclists?
By and large, I think it is. And every time that there is a crash or an incident, people really get very upset, and deservedly so, because obviously if there's a collision between a bike and a vehicle, the bike loses. So everything that we can do to be safer is really key. I think the education needs to happen for drivers as well as for cyclists. Boulder Valley School District has a terrific program called BLAST, where, and Bikeology, they're getting into schools and teaching kids about this and helping them be smarter, better road users. And that's really important. And one of the most important messages we like to give the kids is you have to go with the flow. You have to ride where it's okay. You can't ride on sidewalks in the business district. You should not be, you know, zooming through stoplights, stop signs, because there nearly half of the crashes that bikes are involved with are actually the bicyclist's fault. It's if a cyclist does not follow the rules of the road. So, and you know, exactly, my goal is let's get rid of those and we make it safer, because what we find worldwide is the more people bike, the safer we all are.
And does that go to an attitude maybe that people feel that a bicycle is not technically a vehicle?
But it is. By vehicular code, the bike must follow all rules of the road. That's why you also shouldn't wear headphones when you're riding your bike. And you shouldn't be holding your phone or texting on your phone while you ride a bike. If it's banned in a vehicle, it's banned on the bicycle.
Well, people can get their first taste of bicycling, perhaps if they haven't been biking, or if they are bikers, they can log their rides all this month. It starts today, the Love to Ride Boulder Bike Challenge, and it runs through October 7th. Find out more at lovetoride.net. You can sign up
/Boulder.
You can sign up as an individual, sign up as a workplace team, and start accumulating points. And once again, KGNU is very proud to have just received a Silver Award certification from the League of American Bicyclists. Elaine Erb is a bicycling consultant. She is with the Love to Ride Boulder campaign. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having us, Maeve.